One of the first things Clarice did when she got back to Boston University this semester was head to the Life Sciences building for a coronavirus test.
Do I have to do it both directions?
Clarice is a sophomore at BU. We're not using last names to protect the student's privacy. A campus health worker watches as she twirls a swab in each nostril 5 times, then slides it back into a collection vial and drops it off as she leaves the building.
Thank you. You too.
Outside the campus testing center, Clarice wears a mask with hot air balloons. She says she was a little worried about the test, since she heard COVID-19 swabs can be painful, but it turned out okay.
And the swab was so easy. It's just like, it's really short and it's like very, the end is like, it's very fluffy.
Which is good, because Clarice and just about everyone else on campus will have to repeat this routine twice a week for the rest of the school year. Clarice says it's nerve-wracking.
Like, I'm really nervous about getting my first test back and stuff like that. It's very high stress.
Within a day or two, the first results come back. It's good news. Clarice and all her roommates tested negative. A weight lifts off their shoulders.
I did feel like a big wave of relief. I did feel pretty safe at that time.
That's Nabil, one of Clarice's roommates. She's also a second year at BU. She's been taking the university's warnings about coronavirus pretty seriously. She wears a mask even inside their apartment, and she doesn't go out much. Then, on the day of her second coronavirus test, the phone rings.
I got like a really nervous, like while I was answering it.
Someone from Student Health Services tells her she tested positive. The rest is kind of a blur, but Nabil remembers the caller explaining what will happen next. She has to go to the university's isolation dorm.
I was just very shocked and confused, especially since I thought I was being very safe throughout my 3 days at BU. So after the call ended, I went and called my mom and like burst into tears. And then I ended that call. And then I called my roommate. I can't really remember entirely the conversation. I sort of just broke down crying.
Her roommate Clarice remembers how upset Nabil was and then how freaked out she got too.
We didn't say anything. She was just like, I tested positive. The only store she'd been in was she went to Whole Foods once. So like we were really, really surprised. And like really, really scared, obviously. Like it's really scary to know that you might have COVID.
This is also what scares a lot of people who live near college campuses. They worry that bringing so many students back will increase the spread of COVID-19. So far, only 46 BU students have tested positive, including Nabil. Clarice and their other roommate were negative, but they all start packing. Because of their close contact, both of Nabil's roommates have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a separate dorm. Nabil says an ambulance came to take her to isolation.
Which was very flashy, but within an hour, I was basically out of my room. We sort of knew the drill that if I was going into isolation, they would have to go to quarantine.
When they get there, the rooms are bare except for a couple of desks, beds, and chairs. There aren't any posters or photos tacked to the walls or fairy lights strung around the bed frames. They're basic dorm rooms, and the students are alone.
You do have a lot of time to think, and especially since school hasn't started, it's been pretty like taxing on my mental health. All you can think about is, am I sick? Will I be sick? Who will my roommates get sick, etc.?
Nabil has no symptoms, and there's not much to do. She watches TV and prepares for the start of classes. Sometimes she retraces her steps, trying to figure out how she caught the coronavirus. Was it the mail she picked up that one time without washing her hands? Or that trip to the grocery store, maybe? And if she hadn't done those things, she thinks, maybe she wouldn't have put her friends in danger. It's impossible to know, but it doesn't stop her from wondering.
Sometimes I get to the point where I just feel like I'm watching the clock go by, waiting for it to sort of get later in the evening so I could go to bed.
Hello? Oh, thank you so much.
In her own room at the quarantine dorm, Clarice takes a phone call from Campus Health Services.
I'm totally fine. I have absolutely no symptoms. I took a test this morning and I think I'm still waiting for it to be picked up. But as of right now, I feel totally fine.
Someone calls to check on each of the students at least once a day, and they can sign up for sessions with a mental health counselor. They also get meals dropped off they can throw in the microwave, and they catch up with friends and family on video calls. But it's pretty lonely on your own in a silent dorm.
Like, it's super jarring to be put away from, like, everyone, and, like, I get all these calls on the phone, but they're not real people.
To Nabil, it seems like there's a stigma if you catch the coronavirus, and she wonders if people might judge her if they knew she tested positive.
I feel like if you say, like, I went to college and I got coronavirus, people would assume I stepped foot on campus and, like, went partying. So I've definitely been worried about what people would think of me.
Nabil got out of isolation yesterday. She never developed any symptoms, and so far, her roommates haven't either. In this case, at least, it seems the coronavirus didn't spread. It's hard to know whether every student will follow the rules like Nabil and Clarice, but Nabil says she plans to stay cautious. She doesn't want to take any chances. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.